great to be here in Little Rock. Obviously, kind of a neat couple weeks for my staff and I. I say a couple weeks now. It's been a couple months. Was very excited yesterday with the signing class, and they add one more in there today, a critical guy for us with Alex Collins. To get two running backs in this class, I thought was very, very, very important for a success, not only next year, but the years ahead. And couldn't have been more excited. Specifically here, did some recruiting in Little Rock, obviously, with first Martrell Spate working out with reaching out to Coach Boulding and everything that he did to help us in that scenario to flip a kid from Kansas State. And obviously, I think we got close on the second one, but not close enough. So really excited about the way that Little Rock accepted our coaching staff and everything that goes into it. We'll have a chance actually later tonight after the reception here to go out to War Memorial. It'll be the first time I actually get to see the stadium and be inside. And obviously a long story tradition there with everything that is tied into the University of Arkansas and the games that are played here. And excited to see that firsthand as coaches as well. So really open it up for some questions. You know, anything with recruiting wise, anything with our program or anything in general.
Start with Alex. You impressed with the way
Paul went on. I probably met Alex almost 2 years ago. I met him a year ago recruiting when I was down in South Florida. Didn't get a chance, but I saw him in a hallway, found out a little bit about him. I've known his high school coach forever. The one thing that you will see, and he kind of does look a little older as well, he's mature beyond his years. I think anybody that is privy to the information that truly went on in that scenario, he had thought all of that out, every detail, every scenario was well planned, not only by him, but our lead coach, Coach Partridge, in the recruiting process, his high school coaches, his principals, his administration. We had a chance to sit down with his mother 2 weeks ago, and it was all hugs and great things on the way out the door, but obviously things change. And the part that I've really enjoyed as a head coach, every scenario is different. Every story is unique to each individual recruit, and this one hopefully has ended up in a happy spot, and we're going to be excited about the future. Yeah, absolutely. No, I think any time that, the part that I've always kind of carried through my whole life is if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. Kind of the same thing in recruiting. Same thing that the way you handle your daily life. If you always know what you're in control of, if you always know what you did and you have nothing to worry about, you have nothing to worry about moving forward. So, no, there wasn't anything other than the standard operating procedures. I know that she'd kind of thrown that scenario out there, and I know I'm confident in what myself, what my coaches, what our university. We dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, really worked with John Fagan, our compliance office yesterday, to get all the information we needed to get that letter signed and obviously to get to where we need to be today. Yeah, I believe we're up to 8 in-state guys. The first one was probably the greatest moment for me was we got here and I was kind of running. I didn't want to make any early decisions. I wanted to interview John L.'s staff before I made any decisions to bring people with me or bring people aboard. So I was really shorthanded on that first wave of recruiting. Bobby Allen was very significant in that and brought Martrell Spate's name up to me. I popped on the film, I believe, on like a Thursday. Reached out to him immediately that day, had a chance to go over. We flew into Little Rock, I think about 6:37 o'clock, went to his granddad's house, had an unbelievable meeting with his granddad, his dad, and him, met his mom and his grandma, and really kind of got an introduction to what being in Arkansas, what being a Razorback was all about, and it really was good for me to see that firsthand. The granddad grabbed my hand on the way out, and he said it meant everything in the world to have his head hog in the coach in the home that night, and that it was really a neat experience, one that I'll captivate and hold in my mind forever. So to get Martrell to flip from his commitment to Kansas State to know that he had to do a little bit of extra work actually to go to Arkansas was huge. It says a lot to me about what he's all about and what the state's all about. Then the three Fayetteville kids, just phenomenal football players, but great kids to have in our program. Tevin Beanham from, another kid that was committed early on in the process and stuck with his commitment. Drew Morgan, a kid that got added later in the process and obviously brought on the scene. And then Corliss Marshall, the last one to jump in the boat. Probably the most excited about him just because you watch his film, you really don't know where he's going to fit in best, whether we're going to start him off at safety, could be wide receiver, returner. It's just going to be fun to see him getting our program and flourish.
Too much to deal with, or
Well, you know, I think from the outside world looking in, you can see that and say that, and when you don't know all the stories and all the pieces of the puzzle, this wasn't something that happened overnight. You know, on that day, plan A, B, C, and D were all in effect, and I don't believe we got to the end, but, you know, definitely plan B started in motion and finished where we were at today. I'm going to kind of let that story develop, you know, from Alex's mouth. You know, he knows it. He's lived it 24/7 every day of his life. It's not the first time where I've actually had a parent, whether it be a mother or a father, that didn't think the decision that their son had made was the best in their interest. You know, she's obviously got her own set of beliefs and decisions, but the people that are around him and surround him on a daily basis, you know, felt good enough to get to where he is. So I know this, a mother's love is strong, and you don't ever want to get in between that, but on the same account, a kid, it wasn't something that Alex probably, I know he visited us at Wisconsin. I know he took a visit to Miami, Florida State, and several, you know, he took his maximum 5 visits. So it wasn't something that he just kind of came up on overnight. Well, I think you sign junior college kids with the hope and the intention that not only are they going to push for playing time, but hopefully, you know, get on the field as starters. It was very important for us in just conversations with Jeff Long and administration to make sure that we're bringing in the right type of people academically, athletically, and socially. So academic, there's already going to be this image or this prestige or this thing about academics, why they're there, and all that goes into it. So we want to make sure we were bringing in young men that we felt could move forward in Arkansas's curriculum. Then just from a social network, just make sure there are kids that can fit in not only with our current program, but, you know, Fayetteville itself. We all know that Fayetteville has its own dynamics and its own set of parameters that we got to make sure we can live in. And the football side of it, unfortunately, will be the last thing we'll be able to see. You know, it was kind of exciting today. We've made a strong push for classroom attendance, doing all that they need to do off the field, study hall hours. Through Thursday, we had not had one kid miss an academic appointment Monday through Thursday, and from everything I've been told, it hadn't happened in any recent history, so the kids are doing things right.
What do you want to get out of spring practice?
Spring practice, we want to get better every day. I think the first 3 practices I met with my staff today, it's going to be based on 3 things. You want to be great at fundamentals, so we're going to teach pad level, hands, eyes, feet, doing all the things that teach the fundamentals of the game of football. We're going to be simple in our approach. We're going to be very, very basic in our instruction. The first 3 days, I let kids line up, play football, understand how you break a huddle, come to line of scrimmage, have your poise, how you start every play, how you finish every play. And the third and the most important factor is to find out what kind of abilities we have. It doesn't matter. I might have I could bring in the coaching staff of the Baltimore Ravens, who are the world champions, and, you know, you can only do so much. A lot of it depends on what type of talent you have in the room, and that's going to be our number one priority, is to find out what kind of kids and what kind of talent we have to figure out what we can do to move forward.
Can you sense at all the transition? You said you're looking for uncommon guys. Mm-hmm.
It's been unbelievable. I will tell you this, one of our most decorated players that we signed, not that that means anything, but I do know he had a lot of choices with Denver Kirkland. And Denver came to us on his 5th official visit. Him and his mom, I think, had been pretty tired of the process. They'd had a lot of coaches come through their homes. Booker T. Washington in Miami is a tremendous school of a lot of talents. And I literally saw mom come in on Friday, and she was happy. She was, you know, excited. But on Saturday, she was glowing. She just seemed to have an air to her. And I said, D, what's the deal? You seem to be pretty happy. And she's like, Coach, what I just heard your players say in a player panel. So what we do is we bring our kids into a room like this. We bring 6 or 7 kids up front. They introduce themselves, who they are, their hometown, the positions they play, their age, and then we leave the room, and then it's just them alone with our players and the prospects that we brought in on official visits and their parents. And what she said to me, of course, I don't know what was said because we don't have any hidden mics or cameras or anything. We just let them speak and be freely. And what those kids relayed to them was they're excited because of the changes they've seen, the chemistry they felt towards our staff, that they felt someone really cared about. We had a kid come in. If you don't do what you're supposed to during the week, you come in and have academic study hall at 5:30 on Saturday mornings. And I don't want to be there. They don't want to be there. And I told them the only reason I'm doing it is to make it uncomfortable. I'm not trying to be a pain. I'm not trying to torture them. I want you to be uncomfortable and let them know that when you have certain actions, there's going to be certain consequences. We had a young man who I thought was kind of upset at the moment, but he kind of explained later to his position coach, it was the first time he felt someone cared about him because he missed classes. And if you can get kids to buy in around that, then you got a chance. And I think that part is very, very evident. In a weight room, I've seen guys just in 4 weeks change their bodies. I'm not going to say we're going to be undefeated SEC champions, but I do think we're making a step in the right direction every day, and that's all that matters. What's that?
Two more spots left. Any chance of those?
You know, Richard, I don't. I will say this: it was not my intention to fill up. My first year, you know, one of the advantages that Arkansas has is I'm not a rookie head coach, and I made some mistakes my first year as a head coach where I filled up every available scholarship. Kids that didn't belong, kids that we found out about the last second, we didn't do our research and development on them and didn't end up being great fits for what we are. So we had kind of a goal to get to 23, whether you believe me or not. It's the goal that we had set out. If we went to 25 and we got all these guys that we really, really wanted, you know, if a couple guys that you guys know I really wanted had jumped in, I would have been fine with it. But going into the last week of recruiting, I've always been doodling on this sheet, my dream team, you know, who's the guys that I want. And really that last week to 10 days, the number I kept getting to was 23, and Alex being in that group. And that really materialized. There was one offensive lineman that I really wish we would have got, but obviously he didn't come through. And what we're going to do, you know, in the SEC, there's a lot of schools that have a certain number of kids committed that they don't have scholarships for. So we're in the research and development part of those kids right now. In addition to, I think there's just naturally some kids that are going to come up that you have no idea where they're at right now. And then on our own roster, maybe there's some kids that aren't on scholarship that will be a merit moving forward.
A couple more questions. Your staff, and obviously some of them still have family that's still in Wisconsin or wherever, but the staff that you've been able to establish in the way they did this short amount of time recruiting.
My staff, they're a bunch of good-looking young men, a bunch of guys that I think are fun to be around. I think we have a lot of fun as a group. I'm just getting to know everybody collectively in the room. I've known a lot of these guys from different walks of my life, but first time we've ever been in a staff room together, and early indications are very, very positive. We're going to go through today. Tomorrow we're in Hot Springs for a clinic, and then we'll kind of spread our goodwill within the state through Saturday. They have been doing everything we've asked them to do, so I'm going to give them next week to kind of go around, be around their families. We'll come back next Sunday and start a march of 4 weeks to get up to spring break. That will be 3 weeks of conditioning, a week of spring ball, take spring break off, and then come back with 4 weeks to get to where we need to be, and then they'll hop on the road and do spring recruiting. So I'm excited. I think that you can ask them, but I think they're excited about just the reception at Arkansas. It's one thing to be at a place, but when you're at a place that's just got a little energy and a little bit of vibe, it makes you have a little bit of perk in your step. You know, my early indication in Little Rock is the arrow is up. You got a couple great coaches in this city that understand football. There's a building a presence here. I can just tell, you know, we've been through. I can't comment obviously on the specifics, but there's a number of kids that signed football for this year as well as in past years. I think that the support that the curriculum is, it's one thing to have a great player, but they got to be eligible academically. So that's that comes from, you know, I know there's all the things within the parameter of school, but usually when you see a turn in kids you know, getting right academically, that we're very talented athletically, it's because of the guidance of a high school coach. And I've been in a couple programs now where it's very prevalent that is a major emphasis. So we'll not only recruit Little Rock, I've been very impressed just being around the last 6 weeks. Every school that I came in, you know, was just blown away with, especially at certain regions, the facilities and the coaching. Hired a high school coach, you know, so I felt great about that scenario. You know, there's a lot of good football in Arkansas, and we're going to tap every resource we can. Richard, it was, again, you never really know in life what's going to affect you later until you walk into it. And when I came into the facility here and realized that the facility really needed an upgrade, and walked to the back of the building and walked through the facility that we're moving into in June and July, a $35 million facility that will be second to none. That makes you very excited. And I think if we didn't have that going, we would not be where we are today with this signing class, I guarantee it, because what you're going to be able to do, it's just cement right now and all the spaces. There's no paint. There's no seats or anything like that. But what we were able to do through the help of Jeff and his staff and Matt Trantham and a lot of people is we were able to kind of have a blueprint in each room. We walk you in, here's the tight ends room, here's the quarterbacks room, here's the players lounge, here's the training facility. It really made a huge impact in our recruiting efforts and something I think is going to continue to build from this point forward. The next phase is going to be an academic center that we have an unbelievable academic staff that's in place. We just need to give them a little bit better facility to get done what they need to get done, and that's on our horizon. That's our next big project that hopefully a few people here in Little Rock will be able to help out with as well.